all on the you are on the Big Joel Community Call every other Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern and 11 a.m. Pacific and all time zones in between. And I see all time zones represented right now. This is also streamed live on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, not on Instagram, but Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. And then, you know, I give him a shout out every 2 weeks. He's actually on this week. I guess he came off the golf course for 3 minutes. Kevin Lechko is on here, who suggested we make all these into audio podcasts. So Josh normally puts all these in audio podcast format pretty quickly as well. Thank you for that great idea, Kevin. And everybody loves that so they can listen to it instead of only having to watch it. So welcome, welcome, everybody. No special guest today, but I see a lot of people have their cameras on, which is always awesome. Hi, Kristen. How are you? I see everybody has their cameras on, and thank you for putting your camera on. So I just want to spend a little bit of time with you today. You know, as you all know, I'm out and about in the market every week. I'm with agents. Any of you all saw that our last podcast that we just released, actually, first time back in the studio, the one we just released with the CEO of Movement, and you heard me talking. I don't know if you heard me, if you saw it, but heard me talking about agents asking me if they should change their phone number because they're just being relentlessly called all day by loan officers. And these loan officers literally won't stop calling them. Now, for some reason, these loan officers can't think of anything else interesting to do except to literally relentlessly call agents that they don't know for the most part. And some of these agents were, you know, complaining to me, and rightly so, that they were getting upwards of 30 phone calls a day. Now, I think some of those phone calls have dropped off a little bit because fortunately or unfortunately, however you want to look at it, I'm a fortunate guy. We have had a lot of loan officers hand in their licenses in the first half of the year, which, by the way, if you're on this call right now, you are celebrating that like me. Yes, please get out of the way for the rest of us. Please move to the side. If you can only close one loan a month or you're closing zero loans a month, please move to the side. If you don't want to do the work, let us professionals continue to march forward and actually do the work. So that's a big thing that's going on right now. A lot of loan officers are continuing to tap out. Many real estate agencies, are starting to tap out. They've been tapping out, you know, taking some type of full-time jobs. It's funny, some of the loan officers are trying to stay on part-time, hoping and praying for refis to come back so they could just, you know, cruise back in the office and crank out some refis when and if, you know, the rates drop enough to do some refinances, which I think is extremely interesting as well. But, you know, if you're on this call right now or a bunch of the people that work with me one-on-one, or I know you very well, I know that you are in the business right now of taking market share, probably in the most aggressive way maybe you ever have in your career right now. That is what I'm seeing the best loan officers doing. And I want to talk a little bit about that today. You know, in times of stress, in down markets, that's when dynasties are made. That's when grandmasters become, you know, up their game even higher. The best loan officers in the country right now, I'm letting you know, I see some of your faces staring at me right now, are working double time right now. They are not saying, oh, I'm going to go on vacation, or oh, I'm going to go here, I'm going to go there, or oh, the market's slow, so I'm not going to work. They're literally working harder. So if you're not working harder as well, now you're competing against a guerrilla loan officer or a big loan officer who's already doing a bunch of business. Now they're doing even more and they're coming for you. And those couple of loans you have, they want them. And when they get them, they're never giving those relationships back. It's not happening. And a refinance market is not going to help you. So what I wanted to talk about today for a little bit is the grind. If you're not grinding right now, you're doing this wrong. At the end of the day, if you don't need a glass of hot water or a cup of hot water and a piece of lemon because your voice is gone, you are absolutely not doing it correctly. You should be on the phone with people all day, every day. I know, you know, loan officers are complaining. Oh, I got to write so many lender letters. I got so many prequels. I got to, you know, I love, I forget who I was talking to. I won't call the person out by name, but they closed 40 loans last month, but they took, you know, they had to take like about 120 apps or pull credit on 120 people. They're like, oh, you know, so much. I'm like, you know how many people would kill for those 40 closings you had? You know, big whoop, keep moving forward. It doesn't really matter. Okay. And I wanted to just get in your head. I talked about this on the last podcast release. I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. I want to talk about it again because I'm still hearing loan officers grousing about this. Okay. Your income is not what you earned on your W-2 in 2021. That is not your income. That was I don't even know what to call that year. Those of you that have been in the business as long as me on here know that that was the biggest anomaly in the history of mortgage banking. It was a bigger anomaly than 06 and 07 when we were just writing fake loans, 80-20 LIDOCs all day, 05, 06, 07, okay? Or 80-20, we put people in houses for no down payment with bad credit, basically. We did more loans in 2021 than that. That's not your income. If you're sitting around grousing, you know, because you bought a Corvette and you bought three Airbnbs and you're having a little cash flow problem right now. You know, if you adjusted all of that to 2021, that was a very, very bad call on your part. And hopefully you've readjusted that. Your real income, I think, is this 18 plus 19 plus 20 plus 21 plus 22. Take the first 6 months of 23, add all those months together and divide it. That's your monthly income multiplied times 12. That's your income as far as I'm concerned. Okay. If in 20 and 21, you were giving your financial advisor 10 grand a month and you thought like you were king or queen of the world because you were doing that, and now you can no longer basically afford to do that, who cares? Okay. As long as you are paying your bills, you are winning in this market. I need everyone to really understand that. Don't compare your volume right now to what you closed in, I don't know, what was a big honking massive month? I don't know, you know, September of 2021 or something like that. Don't compare what you're doing now to that. You're really doing yourself a major disservice, okay? And if you're on this call right now and you got in the business in 19 or 20, you know, that was just basically fake. I mean, that was, if you couldn't do 10 loans a month, then something is very wrong with you. You could stand on a corner like the guy that holds up the sign with the memes on the internet, says, I have loans, and you should have people lined up to get a loan from you at 3 or 2 7/8 or whatever that is. Okay. So you really need to get out of your own head or you are going to get bulldozed by these loan officers that are all in. They are not stopping. They're not slowing down. Literally, they want to take massive market share. And if you think you're going to pop back in when the rates go down, I think this might be one of the first times we've seen there's no pop back in. That's it. Because these massive originators are just going to take those two or three extra loans that you had, and that's it. They're not coming back to you because you tapped out. Okay, so look at what you're doing all day. Look at your thought process right now. Think about it. Okay, if you're down in the dumps for any reason, pull your head out of your you know what and move forward. We are in one of the greatest businesses in the history of the world. You get to help people get into homes. By the way, I think 38% of all U.S. citizens that identify as millennials have stated factually that they want to own a home. There's a massive pent-up demand. All the articles are out right now, almost the completely debunking, keep waiting, the prices are going to drop. Okay? Now the articles are, well, maybe the rates will drop a little, but the prices aren't dropping. And the reality of it is if the rates drop, what's going to happen? Anyone? I'll tell you what's going to happen. The prices are going to go up even more because there's going to be massive bidding wars on these properties. Massive. Huge. And so the prices are going to keep going up if the rates drop. So there's no, I don't think, relief in values or the price of housing. Now, with that said, again, you all have heard me talking about this for years, and I want to keep talking about it. If you don't know how to pencil sell, If you can't figure out return on investment, if you don't know how to help your agent partners convert some of these would-be buyers, shame on you. These agents are moving over to very professional loan officers that know how to do that. If you're annoyed because you have to be on the phone with someone for 20 minutes, helping your agent partner, helping their client really understand that, yes, it's still better to buy a house right now at 6 7/8 or 7 or whatever it is than it is to rent where they're renting due to many factors, okay? If you can't help explain that with a pen and a piece of paper and a calculator, you need to go find someone to help you explain that, whether it's your boss, whether it's a CPA, whether, you know, your branch manager, a senior loan officer where you are. You need to get somebody to help you. There are just legions of very unprepared loan officers in this market right now that cannot do that. And when one of these great agents talks to one of your competitors that can and you can't, it's going to be a big problem for you. Agents are telling me they're done sending the person a referral because they live in their neighborhood and they're nice. Agents are telling me that's over. It's going to the great loan officer right now. Don't care about the other piece, okay? And again, if you're a Joel person and you're the great loan officer and you have a relationship, game, set, match. It's over. Nobody can get in your way, okay? So you should be working very hard right now. You should be frustrated right now. You should be tired at the end of the day, and it's okay. Now, the other thing I'm hearing from agents is snippy loan officers trying to put tough deals together with squirrely borrowers that don't know what's going on, okay, who are all over the map. And then the loan officers are actually getting snippy with the agents over it. I want to explain something to you, and I know there's agents on here listening. These real estate agents are your partners. They're your partners, okay? If they have a snippy client, so be it. Unsnip it, de-snip it, do whatever you got to do to help be part of the solution, not create a bigger problem, okay? Borrowers are stressed out the same way. They're taking, I don't know how long to find a house right now. I don't know what the average is. I didn't look it up before. If anyone knows, you can click on and just tell me how long, you know, houses are sitting right now. How long it's taking a buyer to find a house, like how many offers they have to make. Kristen, in your market right now, I see you. If I'm catching you not paying attention and doing your email, tell me your, I know. Tell me how many offers on average do you think they're putting in to get one in your market?
Eight.
Okay. That's seven or eight. And Kristen is in a more robust market in Wisconsin, meaning it's a little better market. There's more houses for sale. Some of you on here would probably answer that 12 to 15, depending on the market you're in. Okay. Kristen her market is moving a little faster only because she has a little better affordability than some of you all have, meaning with the rates versus what the price of, we'll say the gold standard, a 3-2, a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, you know, a starter home. Okay. So if you think about that, think about how frustrated the borrowers are. Think about how frustrated the agents are. Okay. And think about how frustrated you can become and then get snippy, or someone on your team immediately gets snippy and you don't even know they're getting snippy because now they're working on docs for the 72nd time with the same borrower. Okay. So be careful. And then once we get them under contract, suddenly their credit union pops up, right? Now that's the ultimate in snip. When you get really mad, when you've got 72 hours into it and they're about to disappear. So I want you to catch yourself and remember what your job is. Okay. Your job is also to be constantly and consistently being a beacon of positivity in the market. Check yourself in your social media every day. Check it. Everything you post should be awesomely positive, super positive. There should be no negativity coming out of you anywhere. I don't care what's going on. Some of you all insist on posting rates and all kinds of crazy crap about the market and everything, which I would never do because you can't really control that. I don't know why you insist on putting it on your social media, but need to make sure that nothing being posted by you is negative in any way or can be seen as negative in any way at all. Okay? It is time to literally put your head down and grind forward. Push as hard as you can. If you think you're working hard, work harder. Okay? I love when people hit me with the balance, the family life balance. Okay, cool. I hope you had a lot of that in 2021 when you were making triple, which you've never, more than you've ever made in your whole life. I'm good with it. I have 4 kids. I totally understand all of that. But guess what? It's go time right now. Okay? Now it's go time because your competitors, they're not messing around. They are all in, and there's one or two of them in every market represented by every loan officer on this call right now. There is a couple of loan officers in your market going full tilt right now. And if they're already a big producer, they're already a Scotsman's Guide top 100 person in your market, and they're coming at you, they're already coming from there, and they're working harder than you, you need to take a step back and go, what is going on? Why is that person working harder than me? They probably don't even have to work that hard. They probably have so much money saved in the bank from all the loans they've done. Nope, they're all in. They're all in, and they literally want to take your business. Okay, now I want to cover one more thing. This is coming up all over. Now I'm starting to hear the whining, the high level whambulances regarding ops. Okay. Regarding ops. Okay. Look, we have riffed a lot of people as an industry. We get it. Most mortgage companies are losing money on every loan they originate today. That's okay. If you work for one of those companies with a great owner or a great executive team, they know what they're doing. They've made those decisions. They're doing it for you, for the company, and they know this too shall pass. With that said, we can't have 3 LOAs for a loan officer closing 6 loans a month, okay? We can't have people sitting around twiddling their thumbs, and I'm sure you all have noticed within your ops brigades, whether you call them LOAs or processors or closers or pre-closers or underwriters or pre-underwriters, whatever you want to call them, there's less of them. I think everyone would nod right now and say, yes, that is true, okay? Let me tell you what that means, people. If you are a sloppy train wreck, okay, if your files are a dumpster fire when they get into that reduced staff, you are going to have a very, very hard time originating and closing loans on time. And before you start yelling and screaming about how bad your ops is, I dare you to take a little look at how many conditions you have on your loans coming out of underwriting. Because let me give you a little hint. Those of you that know me well will just laugh at this. Laz and Kristen and a whole bunch of you, if you have any conditions on your approvals, with the exception of earnest money, okay, title work, and maybe homeowner's insurance, you failed. You shouldn't have any conditions on there at all. If underwriters are redoing your income, pardon my French, you suck. Why are you submitting a loan where an underwriter, an overworked underwriter, has to redo your income? And then you're complaining about ops, okay? Sorry to be a wet blanket on this one, but the best loan officers are docking their files up front, submitting perfect files, okay? And they are whizzing through there. Now, are they being underwritten in 6 hours anymore? No, they're not, okay? Does it maybe take a day and a half? Whatever, these loan officers don't care because there's not going to be any conditions on these loans, so they don't care if it takes a day and a half or even 2 days because they're not chasing conditions. So if you're a branch manager, a leader or above, I see Laz is sitting on here, or above, take a look at those approvals. Look at those loan officers with those approvals with massive amounts of conditions on them and literally go deep with each one of them. They are just wrecking your ops in the back. And then your top people are paying the price. Okay, that is what's going on. Or you've had to separate out your top people. You can't even put them in quote unquote gen pop because their loans are just getting ground up going through there. Okay. So everyone think about this. When you push an app forward, whatever that means in your world, whenever an app, I know we don't even call them apps anymore, whenever you push a loan forward into the back of the house, when it gets to the point where either you're pushing the button for it to go to an underwriter, the underwriter should be asking you for no conditions. Nothing, everyone. Nothing. I dare you, pull your last 10 loan approvals and look at the conditions on there. Okay? Look at them. All right? If you have an LOA say to you, oh, no, that's fine. We always just get that after. Okay? By the way, those are the worst words you can ever hear from anyone on your team. Oh, no, that's fine. We just get that after. No, we don't. We get it now. We submit it now. We don't want to be getting things after at all, ever. Who wants to go back to an already overworked underwriter, okay, because there's like three of them left and there used to be seven, who now has to pick your file up again to look at the condition that should have been in there from the beginning, okay? Literally. If an underwriter, I'm going to say this one more time, if an underwriter redoes your income and changes the loan approval based on it, that is the most epic fail in the history of the world. Please go to your manager and ask for help. That should never, ever happen. Okay? You need help. Find someone to help you. I realize with all the technology, we don't have as many classically trained loan officers as we used to. You younger people laugh at us older people who learned with a calculator and a pen, but it's those people that are submitting clean files right now. Those are the people that are submitting files where there are not 72 conditions on there. Okay. And that is literally the way you have to roll in a market like this. Or I don't care where you work. I love when the loan officer says, Joel, my company sucks. I got to leave. I'm like, okay, cool. Where are we going? Where do you want to go? Because pretty much everywhere you go is going to be, I mean, it's going to be the same. You're going to get a new name, but it's pretty much going to be the same. I mean, where are you going? I mean, tell me why you want to leave. It doesn't matter who they work for. I'm like, tell me why you want to go. Okay. I mean, there's rare exceptions to that. If you're in a very unique market and you need a unique program that you don't have, that's one thing. But if you're in normal market with normal programs and a bond program and this, that, and the other and all that, you know, cool stuff, and you've got that stuff, it's going to be pretty close to the same, no matter where you go. You're just going to get to the new place. And after the shine wears off in 60 days, you'll be complaining again. Okay. The reality of it is it's hard right now. It's hard for everyone. Why on the earth would you make it harder on yourself by submitting crappy files? Okay, that is unacceptable. That you're just hazing yourself, but you're hazing everyone else around you. And let me tell you, this leads to my last thing I want to talk about today. When you light a file on fire, okay, when you create a dumpster fire and another loan officer in your market, like Dunsky, who just looks very unassuming up there, but he's an extremely aggressive man, gets his hands on that thing, takes one look at it and goes, this isn't even a save. This loan was doable the whole time. I don't even know what's happening. Grabs that thing and closes it in 8 days. You have a big problem, okay? Because you took it wrong. You submitted it wrong. Then the agent called Dunsky, who took it, took one look at it. It was approved in 8 days and closed on day 9. You've got a big problem in this market if that happens. These agents are not forgiving with that. No, 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 no. No more passes. There's not enough deals for there to be any passes. Okay? So these saves, these whatever you guys, you all call them something different no matter what market you're in. I'm calling it a save. You know, a loan gets blown up. Agent calls, hey, Mike, it's so-and-so. I got this deal and this other lender saying they can't do it. It's on my listing, whatever. Can you take a look at it? Sure. Send it over. Give me the person's number, whatever. And suddenly he has it. He takes one look at it and he goes, wow, this isn't even complicated. The other loan officer just doesn't even know what they're doing. Grabs it, reworks it, takes two pieces of paper out, puts two pieces of paper in, recalculates and submits it, and it closes. Again, big problem, people. Huge problem. And if you're a Joel person, you've been through a crush group like Mike Dunsky, then he's doing something even more nefarious. He will be in front of your agent partner, probably sharing a meal within 7 to 9 business days. And then you have a big problem. Then you have a large problem. Because not only did he grab the file and close the file, now he's going for the jugular. Okay, game over, relationship. And let me tell you, these agents, and I know a lot of them are listening right now, are very glad to meet with Mike Dunsky after that because of the stress they were put through by the other loan officer that created a dumpster fire that did not know what they were doing. And then in the worst possible thing you could ever do as a loan officer, they blamed their company for it. That's the best. I love when loan officers go, well, our ops are just horrible now. And they'll tell people that. I'm like, no, you're horrible. Okay. You did that. All right. Don't be blaming your company for anything. I don't care what company you work at. That's a bad idea, everyone. Okay. So I'm not trying to be negative on here. I'm actually trying to pump you up because every person on this call right now, I applaud you for being on this call. I applaud you for spending 28 minutes with me right now. I really do. That means you're going to be standing when the dust settles. I know you're going to be standing and you're going to be kicking ass and you're going to be doing even more than you were doing before. Okay. Just keep your head up. Let's go. It's go time. Everything's going to be okay. I guarantee it. And when this dust starts to settle, the people on this call are going to have massive, massive market share. Thank you so much for spending some time with me in the middle of August. I'll see everybody in 2 weeks. See y'all later.
Thanks, Joel.